Hello, this is Dr. Evgenia Goldberg dictating an endoscopy report on Lee Gonzalez, date of birth 7/21/1952, date of procedure January 26, 2024. Physician is Dr. Evgenia Goldberg. Referring physician is Dr. Sergio Delgado. Procedure performed is esophageal gastric duodenoscopy with cold biopsy and cold biopsy palpectomy, as well as colonoscopy with cold biopsies and cold biopsy palpectomy, comma. The colonoscopy was attempted. However, the procedure was a flex sigmoidoscopy to 45 centimeters from the anal verge. Indication is heartburn, comma, FOBD positive stools, comma, weight loss. Description procedure. Informed consent was obtained. Period. Possible complication of procedure, including bleeding, infection, perforation. Drug reaction as well as the possibility of missing lesions. Such emergency will explain to the patient. Period. The patient's breath and mask will be placed in a lateral position. Come sedators for anesthesia service and monitoring. Anesthesia care. Period. Well lubricated limbus video gas scopes. Introducing to the esophagus. Convinced into direct vision to the second portion of the duodenum. Period. Careful examinations made of the duodenum bulb, second portion of the duodenum, stomach, G-junction, and esophagus, period, retroflexes, and examine the cardio period, air resection from the stomach, full withdrawal, the scope period, the patient is in turnaround, left lateral position, the digital rectal exam was normal, period, a well-lubricated limbus video, colonoscope was introduced into rectum and advanced into direct vision to 45 centimeters from the anal verge, where there was noted to be a stricture. Period. Careful examinations made of this area down to the anal verge, inspecting the sigmoid colon and the rectum. Period. A retroflexy was obtained of the rectum. Period. Bowel preparation overall was. The bowel preparation portion, patient side procedure well without any complications. Finding at upper endoscopy, number one, there was an unremarkable proximal metastasis. Next line, the Z line was mildly irregular at 37 centimeters from the right back with one tongue greater than 1 centimeter. Comma C0M1.5. Of salmon colored mucosa, comma, biopsies were obtained to rule out Barrett's esophagus. Next line, there was evidence of patchy gastric erythema. Biopsies were obtained in the antrum body together for histology. Next line, there was 4 gastric fundus polyps, cold biopsies. These were removed with cold biopsy polypectomy in total. Next line, there was evidence of an overall unremarkable duodenum to D2 portion common. Comma, there was evidence of minimal prominence of the periampullary tissue. This was biopsied to rule out any underlying histology / adenoma. Next line, at colonoscopy, next line. Colonoscopy was attempted, however, the procedure was a flexible sigmoidoscopy to 45 centimeters from the anal verge with a suboptimal prep. Next line, at 45 centimeters from the anal verge, there was evidence of stricture, comma. There was inability to traverse this area with the pediatric colonoscope, comma. The decision was made not to attempt an EGD scope as the stricture appeared smaller than this diameter as well. Comma biopsies were taken extensively in this area for histology and for evaluation. Next time there was a diminutive sessile sigmoid colon polyp from cold biopsy palpectomy. Next time there was grade 1 internal hemorrhoids noted on retroflexion, no evidence of any bleeding. Next time at the area of the stricture, there was no evidence of any polyps or masses. However, it was I was unable to see beyond this area. Next line, plan, follow-up biopsy pathology. Next line, discussed extensively with patient and her daughter after the procedures and follow-up phone call, comma, will plan for stat CT colonography or CT with and or CT with PO contrast for evaluation of this area, noted at 45 centimeters from the anal verge, and to delineate the anatomy better. Next line, discussed extensively option of going to the emergency room for expedited evaluation, as the stricture does appear significantly narrowed, comma, patient at this time does not have any symptomatology and has decided to forego going to the emergency room and would like outpatient evaluation. Next line, discussed regarding findings, discussed that pending findings of the imaging would recommend evaluation with surgery versus surgery plus minus advanced endoscopy for dilation. Next line, patient is aware that she will need to eat soft foods and keep her stools on the softer side. Recommend fiber supplementation and Miralax daily. Next line, patient and daughter who is a nurse are aware of the symptoms to look out for with regards to obstruction. Come up, they note patient has been having bowel movements every single day that are normal Bristol 4 stools. Next line, follow-up and office is previously scheduled. Comma may need earlier appointment pending findings on CAT scan.